This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 30. A passionate prayer. Our reading comes from John chapter 17. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, and they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. On the night he was arrested, Jesus prayed this prayer to his Father, interceding for his disciples and all believers. This prayer is filled with compassion, revealing Christ's mission for himself and his followers. Does he ask that we may never face hardship? No, he asks that we may persevere. It's a prayer for unity among believers so that others will believe. It's a prayer of deep love, asking that all people may grow to believe in him. Reflecting on this prayer of Jesus, we can see that as believers we have a mission, and we will accomplish it only by remaining in him who is in the vine. The Bible's message is designed to draw us into relationship with our Creator, who has revealed himself in his Son, Jesus Christ, and by his Holy Spirit. It is appropriate that we close this month of lessons with this closing prayer of the Canons of Dort. May God's Son, Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of God and gives gifts to humanity, sanctify us in the truth. Lead to the truth those who err. Silence the mouths of those who lay false accusations against sound teaching. And equip faithful ministers of God's word with the spirit of wisdom and discretion, that all they say may be to the glory of God and the building up of their hearers. Amen. Following Jesus' example, let's be faithful in prayer. May we love as God loves and share his good news everywhere. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, guide us in truth so that we may walk with you now and forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.